69 degrees in Nashville at 9:04. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News. After a wait of 72 days, Tennessee has been approved for a major disaster declaration for the January ice storm. This allows individual residents in 29 counties to apply for cash assistance from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. It applies to Cheatham, Davidson, Sumner, and Williamson counties, among others in the state. The aid can help reimburse temporary housing and living costs if you were displaced, as well as home repairs. We have information on our homepage today, or you can visit disasterassistance.gov. Well, spring is here, and you may eye your neighbor's lush garden and feel a deep, shameful sense of missing out. But even with warmer weather than usual, now may not be the time to rush to a garden center and feverishly cram everything in your trunk. The potential for sub-freezing temperatures is still looming over the horizon. And while locals have long hailed April 15th as the first day when it's safe to plant due to minimal risk of frost, Austin Lowen, who helps run Bates Nursery and Garden Center, does not agree with this rule of thumb. He joined our midday talk show, This is Nashville, on Thursday.
People earlier and earlier every year want to set out their tomatoes. And then we get a late frost in mid-April, and we get down to 28-degree night.
Yeah,
and
it then, can happen still.
I mean, yeah, we'll sell it to you again, I guess, if you got to come back and buy it. But we really don't want you to do that.
That episode of This is Nashville covered a swath of topics around gardening, tree care, and native plants. You can listen to the full show at thisisnashville.org. And Austin says May 1st is his go-to planting date.